We've had nearly 9 months of the pandemic to get this right, and still, many healthcare workers do not have the personal protective equipment that they need. Will Stone reports.
There are days when ER nurse Rachel Heinz leaves her shift certain it couldn't get worse.
And yet somehow it is just a little bit worse every single time.
Heinz works in Bismarck, North Dakota, where hospitals have been buckling under the unrelenting flood of COVID patients for weeks.
There are times when you feel like I should be in four different places at once. People's lives are hanging on and I can't even check if their oxygen level is okay or check if their airway is okay. Like just the basic, make sure that they're still alive.
Not everywhere is quite as bad as North Dakota, but many places are starting to look that way. More than 1,000 hospitals are critically short on staff. And the fears among healthcare workers are familiar. Not enough people and not enough personal protective equipment.
We are still wearing N95s for the entirety of our shift, whether that's 12 hours or the other day I worked a 16-hour shift.
Before the pandemic, that would be unheard of. These N95 masks shield against tiny airborne droplets, and they're only supposed to be used once. But now, Heinz considers herself somewhat lucky. She even gets one per shift. Mary Turner, who works in a COVID ICU, is president of the Minnesota Nurses Association.
I have nurses in Minnesota that still wear their masks 8 to 10 shifts.
Shortages of PPE aren't quite as widespread as during the spring. Some states have stockpiles, but there's huge variability, and it's difficult to track. There's not enough funding, domestic manufacturers still can't keep up, and there are ongoing issues with the global supply chain. Dr. Shikha Gupta is with the nonprofit Get Us PPE.
We simply don't have the supply that we need to match the demand that we're going to see over the coming months.
She says even big academic hospitals are starting to reuse PPE. It's not just masks. She says soon even gloves will be really hard to find.
We could have learned from our mistakes, but we haven't.
Often, healthcare workers on designated COVID units are the only ones hospitals can give N95 masks. Maria Gray is a nurse in one of Missouri's worst hotspots. Not long ago, she spent 2 days with a patient who then later tested positive.
I have to listen to their lungs. I have to listen to their heart. But we're not issued N95s in that unit, even though technically we're being exposed.
Luckily, she didn't get infected, but she worries. They're already strapped for help and cases are rising fast.
The house is full almost every night. We're like right at the beginning.
Even places where it's not quite as dire yet, healthcare workers already feel the strain. Cindy Frank is a nurse in Bremerton, Washington. Over the summer, Frank's hospital had an outbreak of COVID. More than 70 staff and patients got infected. Several people died.
And now the staff is just stressed out. They don't have any confidence.
Nurses are quitting. It's just a real mess.
And for some healthcare workers, concerns go beyond PPE and staffing. Jessica Scarlett, a travel nurse, is still recuperating after 3 months of caring for no one but COVID patients at a hospital in Texas.
I needed a break emotionally and physically. You could just see the fear in their eyes. There was one guy, he would always say, "Please sit with me, I'm really scared." The day before I left, he was intubated.
Scarlett says she may take another assignment, as long as there's adequate PPE. But this time, it will only be for a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.